Thank you. One human family living on one organism. Yet man is embroiled in a war against himself. Unfortunately, this blatant truth hasn't yet been realized by the vast majority of humans living on Earth. The war against ISIS, Russia, and now laughably Venezuela are dominating headlines in the latest front of the information war, but a far more deadly war is being waged against the organism that we all share. We face the most severe environmental crises in the history of this planet. Deforestation is at a rate of 36 football fields per minute. Floating trash islands the size of Texas across the Pacific, and half the world's species has been wiped out in the last 40 years because of habitat loss and pollution. In just the last 30 years, climate change has already caused a tripling of natural disasters, with scientists predicting an irreparable tipping point by year 2020. Ironically, that's the same year that Obama has pledged to cut carbon emissions by 17%. 17%! Wow! Well, how can climate change solutions be taken seriously without a massive overhaul of the agricultural industry, without a complete termination of the military-industrial complex? The Pentagon is the biggest polluting institution in the world and is exempt from all international climate treaties. Good job, guys. The climate change disinformation campaign has gotten to a point of such absurdity that Texas's State Environmental Protection Department, State Department, has banned the use of the terms climate change and sustainability in all reports and emails. That's the point we're at now. It's an issue that should supersede politics, but a corporate-controlled press run by oil and gas won't dare undermine its sponsors. And the establishment showcases an alternate reality. Media hysteria abounds about missing planes and Iran's non-existent nukes, yet there's an eerie calm about the issues that most severely impact us and what we can do to fix them. Of course, the population remains dumbed down, complacent, and willfully blind. Maybe the CEOs, lobbyists, and politicians are short-sighted because they're all building their own Elysium and they don't give a fuck if we all die, but the majority of them are inevitably just changing deck chairs on the Titanic, and they know it. Deep down, everyone knows the truth. Every last vestige of this precious planet is being pillaged without consequence. Endless consumption and unfettered capitalism will not and cannot last. And every single empire falls. That's just a matter of time. The system blatantly protects the bottom line, resists any substantial change with military force and police aggression to keep the old guard. The elites at the helm will never capitulate their security for the good of humanity. And I don't know about you, but once a system doesn't work for 99.999% of us, it might be time for a new one.